this?
Can you change the name Sue into Stephanie Marie? Sure, but you're going to need a lot bigger arm.
Yeah, a lot can change in just a year or so, including your eyes. Please have your precious gift of sight examined every year.
A message from the American Optometric Association.
Good evening. You're listening to WUSB Stony Brook. It's exactly 6:03 on a Tuesday evening, and that means but one thing. It's time for Off the Wall. And this is Off the Wall. I'm Kyle, and Emmanuel's somewhere around here.
That theme ended kind of abruptly, didn't
Who cares?
Well, I mean, there are people who that's the highlight of the week, hearing the theme.
And they need to get a life.
Wow. Okay, we're going to start right off insulting our devoted listeners here. That's fine. Not a problem. It's Emmanuel over here, Kyle over there. It's another Tuesday evening, a kind of a windy Tuesday evening, and all sorts of fun things are going on. How have you been this week, Kyle?
I'm great.
You're fighting with a CD player right now. I mentioned it's a Tuesday. Another edition of Off the Wall, where we talk about all kinds of things. Maybe even take some phone calls if people out there feel so motivated to dial up and talk to us.
Yes, yeah, we'll take your phone calls, and you can add to the wind out there.
Boy, we're just going to keep it going all hour. Huh? Calling our listeners windbags. That's fine. What's been on your mind this week?
Oh, this and that. There's just no shortage of good news, I'd say. It's been a very good news week for America.
Well, if by that you mean the full implementation of the Muslim ban, cutting national parks protection by a huge amount, what else? It's only Tuesday, I know, but so much happened just yesterday. How about obstruction of justice? It's just lies that are just so bad, you know? Things like that really kind of annoy me. I don't mind. I don't mind people who lie. I really don't. In fact, I kind of admire it if they can pull it off. But when you do a bad job of it, it's embarrassing for everybody. And this whole thing of I didn't say that in my Twitter account. I didn't say that I knew that Flynn was lying, and I asked Comey to stop the investigation. Yeah, that was my lawyer somehow got access to my personal Twitter account and tweeted that. And by the way, used the word pled instead of pleaded, like any lawyer would know to do. It's just really, really clumsy. I can't say I'm surprised, but I am disappointed.
Yeah, disappointing, and but I think also stuff we expected. We anticipated these kinds of things would come down, but yeah, the covering up and covering for is truly astonishing. But I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful that we'll see more interesting developments in garnering the truth. Whatever that may be, from our body politic and so on and so forth.
Yeah. Well, I guess we've run out of things to say on the subject. You've been watching C-SPAN. You see the kinds of things that happen. Oh, yeah, the tax thing. We almost forgot the whole tax thing.
I thought we were going to talk about gay cakes and how they're not protected.
You want to talk about that? Because we could go on about those for quite some time.
Well, I read a little bit. I'm not sure exactly where it stands entirely, but I got the feeling from some of the reporting that it's not going to be going the way of this queer couple wanting a cake in, where was it, Texas?
Well, did you expect it to? I mean, look at the environment we're in right now. Everybody is being victimized. Everybody is being discriminated against. Our rights are being taken away. Our land is being taken away. Our money is being taken away. Why should the couple who want a gay cake, or the gay couple who want a regular cake, why should they be any different? Everyone is suffering. Everyone is feeling something. Everyone has to endure the pain, because that is what we are in right now. We're in the midst of the storm, and it's going to get worse before it gets better. And we have to realize that the only way it's going to change is if we do something about it. It's not going to change on its own. And that's why pressure has to be exerted at every possible level. And I'm not seeing enough of that. I'm not seeing enough people actually standing up and getting in the faces of the people that are taking all these things from them. Keep in mind what happened with the tax bill. It's not law yet, but it will be because there's really nothing standing in the way. That was a heist. That was basically theft out of your pocket by people who already have everything. They're the ones that are going to be benefiting long term. Oh yeah, you might see a few crumbs from the table at first. You might, you know, get a bigger refund or have to pay less, but that all goes away in a few years, and then you wind up paying more. They still pay less, and then it's the law of the land, and it's you know, that is the new normal. Meanwhile, the debt is added to by what, $1.5 trillion. People can't afford the healthcare premiums, which will go up as a result of their getting rid of the mandatory sign up for healthcare. All kinds of adverse effects as a result of this, and we're just all taking it. You know, that's the thing that really gets me, is that we're kind of feeling hopeless about all this, and I don't know, other countries, you know, you see in Paris, if they suggest that maybe in 5 years we'll raise the retirement age by 1 year, a billion people suddenly show up on the Champs-Élysées and the whole country comes to a standstill. This is what we need here. We're too damn civilized. We're too damn polite. And I think we need less politeness. We need, you know, more tomatoes to be thrown, which is good for the farmers as well. We need all kinds of disruptions, left and right, you know. I mean that literally. I don't think you're going to see change unless this happens. Because, believe me, they have a whole list of things they're going to keep doing. You know, tomorrow's going to be great, you know. You think threatening a war with North Korea is fun? Wait till they move the embassy to Jerusalem in Israel. Yeah, kick in the face to the Palestinians and the peace process, doomed because of that one move. Completely unnecessary, but Trump is going to do it tomorrow just because he can. And that's the mentality that we're dealing with. That's what we have to look forward to. It's only the beginning. It will get so much worse. But, you know, we can do things. Little things, big things. And a lot of people are trying to do things, but we need more unification, and we need louder voices, more anger.
That's the theme. That's what you got to take. Write that down and tell a friend. That's what we need more of. And it's really – it's that fine line between powerful and powerless is really – is something that you can change just by the way you look or think about something. So there's always hope. There's always something possible for you. But it definitely it takes a lot of heavy mental lifting to wade through the stuff, find truth, find what is just in whatever it is you're working on or passionate about, big or small. And standing for that, fighting for your conviction.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Got up some listener letters to read. You can write to us too, otw@2600.com. That is our email address. Not enough people use it.
Yeah, no one writes. No one, I don't think, even listens to our show. So prove us wrong.
That's really a positive attitude there. Well, nobody listens to our show.
Maybe they've all taken a bit of a vacation. I guess it's the holidays. That's I guess that's allowed. It's not really. There isn't an exemption in our terms of service listening to the radio here, but we do miss you. So come back, please.
Wait, if they're not listening, how can they hear us say come back?
Well, I said a friend, you know, maybe their friend will also tell them to, hey, listen to that show that you used to listen to. Pass that message along, too. You know,
what about kind of a friend knows what shows another friend listens to? Well, okay, you know, I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying.
Yeah, like, hey, you know, you're getting active about something that needs to happen in your neighborhood. And, you know, by the way, listen to that one radio show you stopped listening to. That's how it would go.
Why have people stopped listening?
I don't know. Or start listening. Definitely.
I can see why people will start.
We are actually accepting new listeners. It's a special promotional period. So if you've not listened before, please listen to the show.
Yes. Those of you not listening now, please tune in as quickly as you can, because we want new listeners. Anyway, we have people writing in, and that's important. That people do write to us, because you know it's a world full of tweets and Facebook comments and all kinds of just very quick and disposable words. Whereas you write a letter or you say something that involves sentences, actual punctuation, and that tends to mean more. And that's what we read. You know, that's what means something to us. So every time we get a letter, it's very exciting.
Yeah, Christmas vacation, though, is not an excuse.
For what?
You going to read the letter?
I'm going to read the letter. I'm just trying to understand.
Lovely.
Yeah. You'd think people would write more during vacation. That's what I'm... Yeah. Okay, so hi, Emmanuel and Kyle. It's interesting hearing your thoughts on the radio shows, etc., and country living in the south of the United States, as we talked about in the last couple of weeks. You finished the show with Sweet Home Alabama, a song from my childhood as well. But whenever I hear it, I'm always reminded of Warren Zevon's reply to it called Play It All Night Long. It was taken as his commentary on country living. Neil, thank you for calling our attention to that Warren Zevon song. And we're recommending it to other people. We don't have it here right now, and we're not going to play it tonight. But we are recommending it. So there's all kinds, and everything else that Warren Zevon did. He really was a very prolific songwriter. And here's another letter. Dear Hackers, I like letters that begin like that. I finally listened to the complete show from November 21st. That's the one that had the 35 minutes or so of silence in the middle of it because had the wrong buttons pushed over here. But it's online at www.2600.com/offthewall in the November section. I finally listened to the complete show from the 21st of November, which only partially aired due to technical difficulties. It was really fantastic. I enjoy every episode of Off the Wall, but the travel ones are especially good. Maybe I feel this way because I don't get to travel much myself. I don't drive, and public transit is limited and infrequent where I live in northeastern Pennsylvania. For most of my life, I have lived here. For most of my life, there has been talk and occasional news stories about passenger rail service returning to the area. It remains just talk. Obama's enthusiasm for trains did get my hopes up, though. It's a shame the way they were dashed by what followed. Thank you for putting in the time and effort to provide these exceptional programs. It is greatly appreciated. Thank you, T.L. Jordan, for writing in with those very kind remarks. And, yeah, it gives us the fuel to move forward when we know people are listening and that it makes a difference. Whether it makes you happy, it makes you angry, just makes you think. That's the important thing. That's what radio should do. And when we travel, we listen to radio from all different places, and it affects us. So it's an honor to be a part of that whole process.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And we do talk and think about other things other than trains. So if you have an idea for something to talk about that does not involve rail, feel free to write us, otw@2600.com, and we will consider that and maybe do a show on something other than rail, maybe even while traveling, and maybe it will work when we have it ready for the radio station here.
Yes, now we do have some travel plans ahead of us, so there will be more travel shows, assuming we can get past the silence in the studio barrier.
Are we revealing our travel plans? I guess we could tease some of them.
This time, let's not read the confirmation number for, you know, airlines and things like that. Apparently, other people can take advantage of it when you do that. I thought we could trust our listeners, but no. There are always bad apples out there.
I do want the window seat.
I'm not sure that's possible. The airline I booked this on doesn't have windows.
Okay. Well, we'll...
We're technically cargo.
We'll have to flip for it. Anyway, go on. I guess we could talk about what was the one place we wanted to spill. What were we thinking of?
The one place?
Yeah, that one secret place that we didn't want anyone to know we were thinking about going there.
Tell anybody about the secret place because that's still the...
Yeah.
Wait, you mean for travel?
The one you mentioned that it would be okay because it's just radio and no one listens anyway
about it. Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. Okay. Yeah, well, we can talk about that. Yeah, so, well...
I don't even know which one now either.
We really
you
should
just go
talk
ahead.
Before the show sometime about what we can and
I'm
cannot
trying to
say.
Reference the conversation we had before the show, and now you're saying that I made it up. This is going to be my word versus yours, and let me tell you, I have good words.
You do, yeah, and your words are
I stand by my words.
Quite poetic when used passionately. But yeah, okay. So I guess the upshot is we'll be at the Congress this year in Germany, the Chaos Congress.
Oh,
which we haven't been to in a while.
Well, and there's a funny thing about where it is and our history in that town.
Where it is?
Where it is Leipzig.
Is it Leipzig or is it Leipzig?
Leipzig.
It's America, Leipzig. So we don't care.
Tomato. We say whatever we want. And then we get corrected, and we nod and smile and say it exactly the way we want.
The L city in Germany. Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, the Germans will love that. Yeah, so we're going to go to Leipzig. Leipzig.
And no, I'm going to Leipzig. You can go to Leipzig.
I don't like Leipzig. I like Leipzig. So when we're done joking stupidly about the town where it is, we're going to this town, and we've been there before, is the long story, short version. And, yeah, we had a car, actually, at that time. I don't know if we're going to take a car. We're probably not going to have a car. We might hijack it. We'll borrow someone's car if we fancy it. But we'll probably take a tour on transit to get there and then take in the city with 10,000 of our closest friends.
It might be 15,000. But, yeah, there's... going to be a big hacker convention at the later part of this month in Leipzig, Germany. It had been in Hamburg.
For several years.
For several years, after it was in Berlin for a number of years prior to that. And then way back at the beginning, it was in Hamburg.
Which was really fun. We've been to both.
Yeah, and it moved from Hamburg because apparently they're redoing the entire convention center there. And it was huge. So... Of course, in Germany, if something isn't working, you just find something else that is working. And they were able to find an equivalent space in a different city. And I'm sure they'll make that work even better. The thing that's going to be interesting about Leipzig is that it's not a major city where there's a lot of activity. So pretty much the hackers are going to run the place.
Yeah, it's funny. I read a long time ago, I was looking at like the facts and stuff about Leipzig. And it's a trading town, historically.
What does that mean, trading town?
I guess it was sort of an epicenter or an axis of commerce and different cultures and things sort of coming to trade goods from near and far and so on, that kind of thing. So maybe we'll embrace some of that. We'll learn a little bit more about that history. And maybe it's present history. We'll certainly have to know the football teams and... not bring our Dortmund jerseys and
the Leipzig Leprechauns is the name of the team.
No, you're making that
that's
is
not true. Is
Boulder
it?
Dash.
I'm sure they have a
fake
team.
Fake news.
I'm
you're
sure
making that up.
Yeah, but fake news is what's in these days.
Yeah,
but
it is.
I do know Leipzig probably hasn't won any championships lately. Pretty sure about that.
It's because we've not begun following them. We're going to be following them. We're going to be making everyone aware of their. Athletic prowess and yeah, we believe in you, Leipzig, whatever team is local. But yeah, we'll figure out where they play and what goes on in Leipzig. Where is the culture? And I dare say, and I think both you and I thought this when we realized where this event was taking place, is that this town, it's very dreary. It kind of needs this. And that it will naturally, I think, hackers will bring out what is interesting of this town, and it will surely be a different event. Like have, I guess, a different character than some of the other events. You mentioned Berlin, and that's very central. That's in a huge, huge city, of course, and it has just its own culture and activity and pace. So this will be very, very different because it is certainly not Berlin, it will be interesting all the same.
I'm told also that they do in fact have a football team. I didn't mean we weren't belittling them. There seems to be the tone I'm getting is somewhat.
We didn't mean that they couldn't ever have one.
Yeah, and we do know now that they are in fact playing tomorrow in the Champions League. Okay, I didn't know that. Blame us. We're the ignorant ones. They're playing a team called Besiktas.
Besiktas?
Hold on. Now we got to make fun of
that. Where is that?
Whoa, that's a very good question. Besiktas. anybody? Well, I don't even know what country that is. Okay, but they're playing tomorrow, and that's the Champions League. So they're a good team, obviously, if they're in the Champions League. But we have no idea who is playing, what they're all about. It's early stages, too. But that's the team.
Okay.
So we're going to that part of Germany.
Right, right.
And we're also going to be moseying around in, I think, the eastern part of the continent for a while.
This I do remember from our telepathic conversation before the show.
Uh-huh.
We are interested in maybe people's suggestions if you've been to some places in the east. We're thinking sort of around former Yugoslavia. We're not going to go kick the tires on the new embassy in Sarajevo.
Didn't you leave a water bottle behind in one of those countries?
I left one in Kiev.
No, you left it in Minsk, in Belarus. That's
you're
where
right.
You left
I'm sorry,
bottle.
Minsk.
We should
I
go.
Get Kiev and Minsk.
I know exactly where you left it. No, they don't like that. When
no,
you mix them up.
That's a bad joke.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Besiktas, I just found out. we have such an informed backstage crew here. They're from Turkey.
Oh.
And we're not even going to say anything belittling about the Turkish team. Just that it's great that they're in the Champions League, and
we're so happy you can play.
Yeah, we'll leave it at that. And yeah.
Okay. So we're open to suggestions. OTW@2600.com.
If you find yourself in an Eastern European country that you would like us to visit, then maybe write to us. OTW@2600.com. Perhaps we can do that.
If it's like a place that requires visas. It might be less desirable. Those are all things to consider. It would be something we're doing on short notice. We don't like to make big, huge, elaborate plans that take a lot of mailing and faxing. So places we can go to easily, that would be fun.
Yes.
And say, you know, if, Kazakhstan is your favorite place and you think we should go to Astana.
I think that's in Asia, isn't it?
You know they're connected.
All right. Well,
you said east.
Yeah, but I'm not sure that really is Eastern Europe. That's
kind of
like
the way. It's on the way.
That's like over the hill, and yeah. Okay. Well, it's going to be an interesting trip. The big news though is where we're going to wind up in the end, on the way back.
Well, this was part of, I think, a place that captivated both of us, and we were. I don't know. We had a lot of comfort and a lot of fun there.
A lot of fun.
And it is this mystical, magical, very green place called Iceland.
We're going back. We said we were going to go back, but it wasn't – when we say, oh, yeah, we're going to go back, we'll definitely see this place again, we're not just saying that. We're not just being polite. We mean it. We're coming back.
And it's not just for the fast food.
No, this time – oh, those hot dogs are so good.
Oh, the hot dogs, yeah. We got to go have
They have these hot dogs on the main street. Do you remember the name of the main street in Reykjavik?
And by that, do you mean I could look it up on my phone very quickly?
Well, no, we don't
I don't remember.
Bring phones into the studio. So
that's right.
We walk down this main street, and they have hot dog vendors, which is about the only affordable thing in Reykjavik. But the hot dogs are just so amazing. They all sell the same kind, and they're kind of like crunchy somehow. I'm kind of craving one of those. But the thing is, when we go back, it's going to be winter. It's going to be nighttime instead of daytime the whole damn time, which it was when we were there over the summer.
See, that's cool because we've also taken a trip up to Norway once, which had a similar type of sunrise, sunset.
In Tromsø, yes.
Or lack thereof. Yeah. So that was a lot of fun. This will be something similar. We're also going to be at the appropriate latitude to possibly see the Aurora Borealis. Or,
you know, those damn northern lights have been eluding me my entire life.
I know. And it's several trips we've wanted to see this celestial demonstration.
What? I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do. I'm going to the north. I'm out at night, you know. I'm looking into the sky. I'm playing by all the rules. The northern lights have not come through. I'm sorry. They just really annoy me.
No, you're right to resent them, and we're gonna make this right. So anyway, and if I will remember the main street in Reykjavik if it gets me something. But until then, I'm just going to look it up like everyone else. But we will be back there. We're going to also, I think we should just go around the whole country.
Well,
see
every
part of it.
Here's the I'm not going to name names, but there is a deal out there that you can have a week in Iceland for no additional airfare charge. It's a week-long stopover. And that's what we booked. In fact, somehow we booked it and the price got cheaper. And it's really cheap, too. I mean, you know, it's almost – if you take a train from New York to Washington, D.C. and pay full fare, it's about the same price as taking a plane from Europe to the United States and stopping in Iceland for a week. All right. So that's like an amazing – and, you know, the wintertime, I guess not that many people want to do that.
Well,
and that's when you do it.
Yeah, I think the real proof will be the lack of like huge, massive tour buses full of massive, you know, unless there is, and I said this before, unless there is a cruise ship literally there exactly when we're there, which inevitably there will be a cruise ship there or something. I highly doubt we're going to like pick the one week when no one is there. I'm sure it's like the Christmas special tradition. So there will be, you know, thousands and thousands of people from God knows where descending upon the city.
No, that's fine.
They're allowed.
We're gonna take a car and we're gonna drive to the other part of the country where those people aren't.
Quickly as we can, we will get away from them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you know, we may hire an animal of some kind. Yeah, we can ride horses, or you know what, we'll learn.
Icelandic horses, yes.
We befriended several Icelandic horses last time we were there. Maybe we'll get a different car. Maybe we'll get several cars. Maybe we will...
several cars?
Yeah, you can have one. I'll have one. We'll have an extra one. We just tow. Maybe we'll ride bicycles. We saw people on bicycles in Iceland. They have bicycles
there.
Yeah,
but that was the summertime. You want to ride a bicycle at nighttime in the winter in Iceland?
Point taken, yeah. Maybe they have winter bicycles.
I mean, I'm down for the experience, but it's not going to last very long, I don't think.
Anyway, if you have ideas for things to do in the winter, because basically we're going to try not to freeze. That's going to be our goal, is seeing things, driving everywhere, and not freezing, which is possible because of all the geothermal activity there. It's a weird place. It's really interesting, but we're actually going to be there when a hot spring is a good thing, you know, because it's going to be so cold.
They don't close the hot springs for the winter, do they?
Well,
that would be stupid if they did that.
Yeah, I think as there are less people, we'll have more more choice. But yes, the volcanoes are still active even when it's cold.
Okay. Well, it's not a volcano. If a volcano goes off while we're there, that's going to be unfortunate. There's people stranded in Indonesia that can't get out, and I don't know if I want to be stranded there. But it's going to be very interesting, and it'll be a lot of fun, and we'll make the most of it record some good audio too, I hope.
We could go on. I mean, there's a lot of fun to be had, but we like this idea of not going to places when there are lots of tourists, because we don't normally do a lot of that kind of travel, and we've seen a lot of groups of people on some of the trips we've been on. So this is going to be our attempt to go against the grain a bit, get back to our roots. And I like it. It should be very fun, very little solitary. And, yeah, we'll meet people who aren't expecting crazy Americans to show up.
Yeah, and you know, if you just look around a little bit, you can find some really good deals. Whether it's train, whether it's plane, whether all kinds of different things, even the car rental you can get for very very cheap. You found a great deal when we were sitting in the airport last time we were in Iceland.
Yeah, I'm going to be more selective this time. I'm going to be very deliberate in what car we pick.
You can pick things that you can sleep in too. Some people do that when they drive around the ring road in Iceland. They get vehicles that actually are little moving houses as well. I don't know if we want to do that. It is going to be winter. It's going to be icy, slippery, snowy. We don't know.
This might be the actual circumstance where a sport utility vehicle actually makes sense.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We don't normally gravitate. We like the tiniest, smallest, the littlest economy, mini, tiny car. That option, budget, discount option is usually the one we pick. But it's great. You have your little spaceship. You can fly all around the terrain.
Listen to local radio.
We capture that. We will bring our adventure back to you with clear audio and no commercials.
That's right, as is our way here at WUSB. Remember, we were driving around in Iceland in the car and listening to radio, and we'd hear a song, and we'd Shazam it. You know,
oh, yeah.
Hold the phone up and identify the song, and then we would go and get those records online. It was simply amazing. That's how you get turned on to new things.
The thing is, I think the cool part about using text is using things that are not expensive, not, you know, I've got the latest gadget to, you know, just show off that I have some ability. It's when you find these little gems, these little tools that are really valuable in the moment. And like a simple thing like that, being able to decode what an artist you're hearing in a radio station that when they do an air check or read off a playlist of what they play, you might not understand it because it's not going to be in the same language, or you don't know the phonetics, how to decipher how to spell an artist. All of that stuff is made so simple by these little, simple, kind of overlooked tools. So we really like taking advantage of those sort of not so costly bits of technology that really help you do a show or enjoy travel in other ways. We tried the new website on our way back up that was, I guess, hotels that are available the night of, or like their rates.
Yeah, there's some deal where I guess, you know, this kind of makes sense. A hotel wants to sell all its rooms, and if it's midnight, clearly they're not going to sell all their rooms, so maybe they'll discount the price a lot. I just kind of assumed that was always going on, but there are some applications that allow you to go out and find the places near you that are slashing their prices.
And it's weird. It's kind of not so effective, or it worked a little bit, but it seems like the normal hotel sites are selective in their own ways. But this was sort of a narrowing, even within the like hotel finding sites. This is like a specialization for a specific type of hotel that's a last minute deal. And I'll tell you one thing, we were able to book hotels very quickly and after midnight, which I thought was good because we kind of assumed this is going to be dumb. The software is not going to know we're going to have a reservation a day or 24 hours
after.
Yeah,
it's going to book you for the next night, not for the
it
night that's
halfway over.
It knew we
wanted it, even though it was after midnight. Uh-huh. And I think when you're driving, you're doing a road trip, it's really helpful. So that was an interesting new thing that we just tried out. I don't know about these, like, room sharing apps, Air Bed and Breakfast, all these kinds of things. That's a little bit further afield. I don't think either of us have ever tried it. We don't use these.
I don't like going into people's houses.
Car sharing. I don't have, these Lyft guys or whoever.
Yeah, I don't like
subways.
Being driven by people. Yeah. I don't like going into people's houses. I like staying in a place and driving myself and all that.
So there's a lot of this technology that we don't use. We're not that versed. Tons of things out there to explore and take advantage of if you're traveling. And, you know, say you're doing a radio program you want to share, they can really help do all of those things and make it really, really fun and that much better. But, I don't know. It's not – some of it is a little too ambitious for what I think we're familiar with as seasoned travelers.
Yes, yes. And we will be pretty seasoned after this bout of traveling because we're going to be running the gamut of places from the east to the west, from the north to the south. It's going to be something else.
Well, my passport is ready.
Oh, my God, my passport.
Yeah, you should get a passport.
Where did I leave it? You know, I just renewed my driver's license today. I realized my driver's license is about to expire. If we're going to rent a car, going to need that. So I had to run out and get an eye exam because apparently you have to get eye exams now when you renew your license. And my license hasn't been renewed for like 10 years. It's one of the oldest looking, crappiest licenses out there. And now there's all these options. You want to get an enhanced ID. You want to get your biometrics. I just want a license. I don't want, you know, a spy tool on me. Just, you know, let me continue what I was doing. And, you know, it's an option. It gets more difficult, but it's definitely an option. So hopefully I'll have my license by the time we actually set out. Would be helpful and nice. My phone number is 631-632-9872, 631-632-WUSB. Feel free to join our conversation if you have any suggestions, ideas, or various other things.
Tips.
We'd love to hear from you.
Tips and tricks, anything you've used traveling.
Yeah, yeah. Or, you know, advice, because we've done this a lot, so we might be able to offer some advice. If you're looking to go someplace, you know, we just went to the Deep South, which was pretty awesome. We enjoyed ourselves, even though we don't really fit in. People there are great. So, you know, there's all kinds of things you can learn. All right, we have a phone call. Go ahead.
Hello, you're on the air. Hello, you're on WUSB.
I think you just hung up on them.
Hello, I'm talking to you.
Which button did you hit, Kyle?
It's blinking.
Yeah, but what does the button say?
Hello?
How you doing?
Okay.
Wow.
My fault.
We tried to hang up, but we couldn't.
I'm a rookie. No, you're here. What's on your mind?
You're hanging up on a Suffolk County guy, you talking heads? Come on now. could I talk about something else?
Yeah, sure.
We're trying to obtain a birth certificate for somebody who was born in Puerto Rico.
Who's we?
And we, my gal and I.
Okay, all right. That's all I needed to know. Yeah. So the two of you are trying to get a birth certificate for someone born in Puerto Rico.
Yeah, for her. Anyway, there's this company, VitalCheck, VitalCheck.com. I'm not running a plug, believe me.
This is not an endorsement.
I'm sorry?
We're not endorsing them, and you're not endorsing them.
I am not. It's a LexisNexis company.
Okay, we're not endorsing them either, but go ahead.
Not endorsing any of them, believe me.
All right.
Anyway, I get on the website, and it says, take your license and, you know, scan it, upload it, and here, this is the link. So I do all this, and I'm pretty savvy, but my scanner didn't want to communicate and give me these press. So I also downloaded an update for the scanner the printer program.
Okay.
You know, okay, a Canon. I got it to work. I scanned it. I uploaded it to them. Then I see on their literature, and I call them, because we're wondering of the status of our order. And I called and they said, well, we don't accept them. And so we reject that. And then what you need to do is fax the information. And one of them is we went and got a marriage certificate. Well, when you fax these things, you know, sometimes it's not so clear. So I look on their literature and they're also telling me, well, the faxes don't come in so clear because one
right.
of the places this has to go is Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm.
So then what does work? So then it goes back to saying, well, you have to upload, scan it and upload. Hey, what? So then I emailed like
You know what you could also do, though? You could take a picture of it with your phone and email that to yourself and send that to them. You don't need a scanner.
But instead, I figured I'll go with JPEG, and instead of I did do JPEG, but then I just put it in pictures. So then I was able to find it. And I did send it to them, but now they're like, well, that gets rejected. Not what I sent. Across the board, they're saying, why did you have this media in these directives? Let me turn my radio down.
Yes, turn your radio down.
On your website. You know? So then they tell me it's fax, and then I call and they say, well, the faxes, you know, don't quite often come clearly, so they're usually rejected. What you should do is scan it or something.
We're running out of time, but look, can I just ask a question here? Why can you just mail it to them?
So then I emailed them with concern and got an incident number, and I said, okay, but in the meantime, can you send me the address of the Continental United States office that gets a copy, and also the other address in Puerto Rico, because they're telling me there's two different factions. So in the meantime, I can snail mail this stuff to you, and you'll get, you know, a real clear copy. Oh, they're not saying they don't do that, but they're basically saying, no, get it and upload it. Well, I did that, I think, November 17th.
Okay, well, you know, I don't have all the answers here, but I do think you need to talk to different people with better attitudes And maybe, you know, another thing to do, which kind of combines what we're talking about with your issues, is take a nice trip down to Puerto Rico, help out with the hurricane recovery, get a great deal, and file your paperwork in person. I don't know. It sounds like a challenge, but, you know, keep at it. Don't give up.
Let's be responsible, because I'm not calling to trash them. I'm just calling to say what you can run into, and right. I'm trying to instruct them that, you know, they're telling us this, then don't do that, then they're telling us that, and don't do this. That doesn't work for customers.
No.
And I'm trying to get – not only that, we all know what's over in Hop Hog on Vets Highway is the senator's office. I could just walk in there one day and say, I wonder if you could maybe call with an inquiry or write them and see if somebody can maybe do better business.
Yeah. Well, give that a try. But keep us updated as to what happens. Thanks very much for your call. Again, our phone number is 631-632. WUSB 631-632-9872. Speaking of endorsements,
yes,
I'd be remiss if I didn't mention this, but
no, please.
Trump came out yesterday and super endorsed Roy Moore. By the way, the election's a week from today.
That's right. I heard the clip. He was saying we don't want a liberal in there.
Yeah. So a suspected child molester is better. And literally, this tells you where people are coming from, that they would rather have somebody with such a cloud over their heads than someone who disagrees with them. We've got to move past that. And this goes for both sides, not just one side over another. We have to talk to the people we disagree with. We have to have dialogue. This whole tax thing that happened just now had no Democratic input whatsoever. That is not healthy. You know, there was no compromise. There's nothing. It's just us versus them constantly. And that's got to stop.
It also shows how fragile the math is for the amount of control they have. Yeah, it may seem like the Republicans are good, but they're looking at every single race.
Right.
And it's so fragile. And that is the true support that there is in this country.
If this guy loses, then it's a Democratic senator from Alabama. And that to them is their worst nightmare, because they're not planning on changing their tactics. They're not planning on having conversations between the parties. They're just planning on getting their way through a simple majority. And that just can't be sustained forever. You might win a couple of battles that way, but the only thing you're going to wind up with in the long term is a very fractured and divided country. So, you know what? Somebody of a different political background, I would say the same thing if the politics were reversed. Someone with a different political background without the baggage is preferable to somebody of this ilk that is an embarrassment. But here's the thing. You know, Trump supports him. And as soon as he supported them, guess what? The Republican Party of Alabama also gave back their endorsement. They had said, Roy Moore, you got to drop out. Well, now all of a sudden they're putting money into it again. They want him to win. It's disgusting. It really is disgusting to see politics trump decency. We've seen it before, but I don't think we've ever seen it quite to this extent. But here's the other thing. Roy Moore has been speaking out as well. Here's what he had to say in response to his opponent, Doug Jones, who is basically trying to win this race by pointing to his character as opposed to Roy Moore's character. He says, I think immorality has sunk into a new low. And I think – hang on.
631-632-9872.
Excuse me one second here. I didn't read this out loud before. I think immorality has sunk into a new low. I think grammar has sunk into a new low. Sunk into a new low? No, you moron. It's immorality has sunk to a new low. You can't sunken? Even speak English? For God's sake, man.
Did he say it? Did it start with I reckon?
Immorality has sunk into a new low. So in addition to being a child molester, he's illiterate. So add
he's
that to the list.
Molesting the English language.
Wow. I think in this race, I have been very much impressed with the lack of morality in political advertising. How does somebody who is being accused of all this immorality have the gall to come back and say, wow, these people against me are so immoral? It's basically every time you come up with an arguing point, they come up with something else. You say alt-right, they say alt-left. You know, you say Donald Trump is a liar. They say, what about Hillary? You know, they're false equivalencies. They're not the same thing. They're different. There might be something. There might be nothing. But, you know, the president of the United States is the most powerful position in the world. And we're looking at a situation now, and people are talking about this in the media, in Congress, everywhere. For the first time since the early 1960s, we are on the precipice of threatening all-out nuclear war because of this whole North Korea thing. Now, the Cuban Missile Crisis was a big deal. Scared the crap out of a lot of people in the 1960s. But you know what the difference was? You had sane people in charge. John F. Kennedy was a sane person. Nikita Khrushchev was a sane person. Well, now you got, well, Vladimir Putin's a pretty sane person, I think, but evil. Donald Trump, not so much. He is a big baby.
It's harder to say.
He's not somebody who is competent. And I know people on either side of the aisle can agree with that. Whether, you know, you can gauge their support by how much they hate Hillary. So if they hate Hillary a lot, they'll say, yeah, you know what, he's better. But when it comes down to just talking about him, yeah, he's not qualified. He's not qualified. And this is somebody who's basically threatening nuclear war. And he has his minions doing the same thing. Thing is, I'm not worried about North Korea. They will never attack a country outside the Korean Peninsula. They never have. I doubt they ever will. But we don't have as good a track record as far as attacking countries outside of our landmass. And I could see this easily escalating. And when you have somebody who is not competent, who is not experienced, who is emotional, who lies, yeah, it's a very, very scary time. So forget about all the political arguments. Think about the future of the world. And I don't think you can really have a more important discussion than that. North Korea is not going to stop doing what they're doing. They're going to keep advancing. They are very proud of what they are doing. And we should talk to them and not continue demeaning them. But it's kind of a hopeless cause with the people in charge now, because they want their way or no way. And they might just get the latter at this point.
True. Yeah. Well, so much to say there. Really a tough, tough place for us to have to leave everyone tonight.
Man, time, it's all gone. It went so fast.
Yeah, I'm really sorry.
OTW@2600.com. That's our email address. We'll see you again next time on the next edition of Off the Wall. And having trouble with that CD player, Kyle?
Oh, no, everything's under control. Uh-huh. This is professional radio, the fine station of WSB. Oh,
wait, that's last week's outro. That's my fault. I gave you the wrong CD.
We're really firing
Sweet Home Alabama
on all the cylinders.
Wait, what? So today's date is not... No, I gave you November.
It's not exactly your fault, but that's
definitely your fault. Totally my fault. gosh, I hope I remember to bring it.
So...
I'm looking.
Once again, write to us at otw@2600.com.
Where did it go?
We'll be here, I believe, next week. We'll be here once again.
You know
and
what? Probably over here.
Coming up next.
I'm finding it. I'm getting it. Hold on.
At WSB Stony Brook, we've got the wonderful Finn.
Why is this happening to me?
And Finn's Revolution. And
I just threw it at you.
You wouldn't be able to tell, but this is community radio.
No, it's definitely community radio.
Because everything works perfectly, and it's practically like listening to robots.
Totally.
We're so accurate.
Head on the
and
microphone.
Everything is seamless. It's impossible.
OTW@2600.com is our email address. Please write to us. You can't push it that hard, Kyle. It's... Very temperamental CD player. There, now it's ready. You have to be nice to it.
It's perfect because you have professionals at the controls.
Yes, such a relief. We'll be back again next week with another action-packed edition of Off the Wall. I think there's a basketball game next week, too, so that'll be fun.
Oh, that sounds exciting.
I said it without any sarcasm, and I meant it. All right.
Me? Sarcastic?
We'll be back next week. Have a good night.
Hey, you. Out there in the cold, getting lonely, getting old, can you feel me? Hey you, standing in the aisles with itchy feet and fainting smiles, can you feel me? Hey you, don't help them to bury the light. Don't give in without a fight. There on your own, sitting naked by the phone, would you touch me? Hey you, with your ear against the wall, waiting for someone to call out, would you touch me? Hey you, would you help me to carry the stone? Your heart, I'm coming home.